From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button.
Yes, and the crazy men are back. It's Will and Back. It's Stephen Pickford in studio in Montreal talking about Travel World.
Good morning. Stephen Pickford here, and we'll be talking later this morning with Lisa Bailey from Midwest Express Airlines, Best Care in the Air. We'll talk and learn a little bit more about the history of their carrier and their in-flight service, which has been winning awards from business and leisure travelers from coast to coast. We'll also learn more from Lauren Garvey at Hertz about their Never Lost Global Positioning System, which has been introduced over the past couple of years and is spreading throughout their fleet. And as we talk about airlines that are providing special kinds of services, which is the case with Midwest Express, had the opportunity to try an airline which doesn't have a big presence in the Canadian and the U.S. market for the time being, but they're growing. They're a small carrier, Royal Airlines, flying four times a day, Monday to Friday, between Montreal and Toronto. They have other flights operated on a scheduled basis in certain markets, charter service in other markets across Canada, and in selected transborder routes, such as Toronto to Las Vegas, operated for Signature Vacations. They fly once a week between Montreal and Orlando. They have service from Toronto to Fort Lauderdale, Montreal to Fort Lauderdale. And their concept is simple, that you pay one price, you get the full in-flight service. You're not charged for the alcoholic beverages on board or the headsets. It's a small...
Even alcoholic beverages are included.
Yeah, it's one price. They don't charge you for carrying sports equipment when you're going to a leisure destination. You're going with golf bags or...
You can do all that.
You can send your shipments as space available.
I hear their commercials. They call themselves the airline of smiling people.
Yes. Well, actually, I flew them a couple of weeks ago going to Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And the flight was delayed because of those usual air traffic control problems at Toronto's Pearson Airport.
Yeah.
And normally, you know how I become a VIP. A very irate passenger when they check in, somebody tells you, oh,
yeah, the source of air rage.
And they were just so friendly about it and so nice about it and so apologetic about it that I was not upset
that,
at all.
You know, that kills me though about the whole air rage thing that they're talking about. They talk about all these measures, countermeasures, how to counter people who get irate in the air, and nobody has bothered even looking at, well, what is making these people so angry?
It is the for a great part of that air rage, it's caused by air traffic control. Many times the airlines want to go, but the air traffic control system in the United States and Canada is still not prepared to accept the volume of traffic, particularly at key hub airports, New York City area, Chicago, Toronto, for instance, and the flights are delayed, and they can't cope with it, and people just get so upset.
Well, speculating a little bit, do you think there's a problem with the whole hub and spoke system? Because that only emerged after deregulation.
Yes, after deregulation, they said, well, we'll go from point A to point B, but via point C. It'll add 1.5-2 hours to your traveling time. The advent of the regional jet has, in certain markets, reduce the importance of hubs. So sometimes you can now get from point A to point B without going via point C. That has been a good thing, the advent of the regional jet and the whole commuter affiliate system. But all too often you have to go via that ubiquitous hub, and that one delay in that hub, it just goes mushrooms right along the system.
So. Yeah, that's the thing, because I know Pearson Airport in Toronto is one of the worst for it. And in fact, it really kills me. Toronto is the largest city in Canada in terms of population, in terms of economic activity, and so on. It used to be Montreal until about the mid-70s. And in Toronto, they only have one major airport. They have no alternate.
There are no alternates. And on top of that, when weather brings it down to just one runway, they cannot cope, and they have to backlog the flights, and they keep them in their home airports. They cannot come in.
You'd think they build an alternate airport out there. I mean, in Montreal, we have Dorval, we have Mirabel, we also have St. Hubert Airport, three major airports right within...
three major airports, and you look at a city like Chicago, they have O'Hare, and they have Midway. You look at New York, you have Newark, LaGuardia, and Kennedy, not to count Islip and White Plains and all the other surrounding airports.
That's right.
There are alternatives. Boston has Manchester. Manchester, 50 miles away. So
why do you suppose Toronto is just not doing anything about this?
Well, it's a big political situation. They looked at Pickering as an airport solution years and years ago, and they never built it. And
what about Malton?
Malton, well, that's really the Mississauga airport, and they cannot expand it too much because they keep talking about environmental studies, and they're all too worried about the noise to the airport. People buy a house.
Meanwhile, they're rolling out runway after runway over for Pearson, and they only have one radar system. There's no redundancy there.
And when it breaks down, then, as we found out 2 years ago, then you're totally stranded.
Well, for travelers coming to Canada, is there any alternative to going directly through Toronto? Can you come through Montreal, Vancouver, Winnipeg, or any of the
other
major cities?
Well, there is trans-border service to Montreal from selected markets and from Vancouver. Calgary, Winnipeg has some service out of primarily Minneapolis with Northwest. But for the most part, most cities, you've got to get through Toronto. And talking about the Montreal-Toronto route, it's a very popular business corridor. Royal Airlines, $199 when you buy a booklet of 10 tickets. So if your company is doing a lot of travel between these points, you pay $200 Canadian, $140 U.S. approximately, to travel when you buy a booklet of 10 tickets versus fares, which are normally $600-$700. So if you're doing a lot of travel, four flights a day, Montreal to Toronto during the week, one flight on Saturday and Sunday. They use Terminal 1, which used to be the crowded terminal of Toronto. Now, with all the carriers going to Terminal 2 and 3, Terminal 1 is the terminal of choice because nobody else is flying out of there.
Really, huh?
A fleet of 737s, 757s, and Airbus A310s at Royal. And they have a website, www.royalair.com, and a great weekend fare. If you go Saturday, come back Sunday, it's like $79 U.S. round trip with Royal.
That's incredible.
And if you're not buying the bulk tickets, you don't want to buy them all in advance, well, there are also some great deals, 7 days advance, around $200 U.S.
What's the seating like? Is it cattle car seating? Or
no,
is it
120 seats on a 737 Series 200, all economy configuration. Exact same type of seating as you'd find on any other, or a 32-inch pitch, standard shuttle-type aircraft, and you get candy served as you land, and you have the soft drinks and the snack service. So
your ears are protected.
Your ears are protected, and as I say, friendly people, and Royal Airlines can certainly be recommended. You can get away from that whole, you're talking about cattle cars. Royal Airlines has the personalized service approach that we can certainly recommend Royal Airlines when you're flying that corridor, or, as I say, across the trans-border routes as well, because Royal Airlines was also named the Charter Airline of the Year in a survey of travel agents in Eastern Canada. So that's another plus for Royal Airlines, and an airline that we can recommend as well. As the break, we're going to be talking to Lisa Bailey from Midwest Express Airlines, which is another one of our favorite carriers because of that
Midwest is really good, isn't it?
Service, that personalized attention, the in-flight service of yesteryear when flying was really something special, at not the Greyhound of the air concept that it has become all too often.
I love that airline. It's all first-class seating. So we're going to take a quick break right now, and stay tuned for Lisa Bailey from Midwest Express following the break right here on Travel World across America via satellite.
You guys are bad.
Will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
If you sleep longer, you'll be more rested, right? No, and a hard mattress is better for a bad back. Wrong. Have you been losing sleep, believing these sleep myths? Do you want to find out the real facts about getting a good night's sleep guaranteed? Call the sleep specialist at Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-931-9977. You'll get a free Better Sleep video plus a free sample of the incredible material inside the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. This body contouring bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you experience back or neck problems, the Tempur-Pedic bed could offer unprecedented relief. That's why over 25,000 doctors and sleep clinics recommend it. See for yourself. Call now for your free Better Sleep video and sample of the Tempur material at 1-800-931-9977. So don't rely on sleep myths. Get a great night's sleep guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-931-9977.
Do you want to get the best price on your prescription drugs? If you don't have a prescription plan or you're on Medicare, then listen to this. With the People's Prescription Plan, you get the lowest prices on your prescriptions on the spot at tens
Lisa
of thousands
ready
of
to
locations
go.
Nationwide.
Wonderful, thanks.
Members have already saved over $80 million simply by showing their membership card. For just $7.95 a month, you can use your card for everyone in your household. There are no claim forms. Plus, your entire family can also save up to 50% on prescription eyewear. Call 1-800-854-4800 and have your credit card ready. That's 1-800-854-4800. You get full family coverage, unlimited savings, and a money-back guarantee, all for just $7.95 a month. Call 1-800-854-4800 and get the lowest price on your prescriptions. That's 1-800-854-4800. This offer is brought to you by People's Benefit Services. It's available in most states. Your actual savings may vary.
The truth behind the income tax video was produced so you can finally understand how the American people have been hoodwinked into believing they are required to use a Social Security number to participate in government entitlement programs and to pay employment taxes. This must-see video is required viewing for those who are tired of big government draining the financial resources from the marketplace and from the family's pocketbook, forcing both husband and wife to work in order to earn a living, often at more than one job each, just so the family can exist, causing terrible stress on everyone. This eye-opening two-hour videotape can be purchased for only $24 post-paid. Make your check or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network and mail it to The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Act now and learn the lawful way to stop the erosion of your family's financial resources. That's The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Only $24 post-paid.
Presenting a totally organic vitamin food designed to provide natural food source vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace minerals. Vitamin Greens is a perfectly blended balance of organically grown vegetables and live enzymes. Just a couple of tablespoons per day added to your favorite fruit juice or blended drink gives you 2 to 5 times the vitamins necessary for a full day. Endorsed by national physicians and healthcare practitioners,
30.
Vitamin Greens comes from the folks at Living Good International, where living good is a way of life. And there's a full money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-777-4515 to order the Vitamin Greens today. Available exclusively through this offer for just $19.95. So call now. 1-888-777-4515. That's 1-888-777-4515 for Vitamin Greens.
Flying away. Willem Back is Stephen Pickford. Welcome back to Travel World here on the Liberty Works Radio Network via satellite. And what better way to get away than
to
with
fly away aboard Midwest
Express. In stereo, we're
in
available.
In stereo, we're available. And Lisa Bailey joins us now from Midwest Express. We just got back 2 weeks ago from Phoenix, one of the long-haul routes that Midwest Express flies out of their Milwaukee hub. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good this Saturday morning. Midwest Express is a niche carrier. You've got around 30 aircraft, but a special niche you have.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Very much a premium service product, catering mostly to the business traveler.
It's the double seating. I mean, you go on board one of these DC-9s or MD-80s, it's only 2 and 2 seats, no center seat, no 2 and 3 seating or 3 and 3 seating that you're accustomed to on long-haul flights. It's business class seating, first class seating, leather upholstery. You have the whole rich feel aboard.
Absolutely. We're actually known and have received many awards for our customer service over the years. The seating is a part of it. The meals are a part of it. Full meals, complimentary wine or champagne, absolutely wonderful food.
This is food service on china in real glasses. It's not a soggy sandwich on a paper plate or
promised Chinese bento boxes.
Oh yes, like a, when you say you get a meal on Midwest Express, you get the meal. We came out of Milwaukee. We had fresh fruit plate.
That was good.
It was fresh fruit plate with pineapple and orange and grapefruit and five jumbo shrimp. And, of course, you cannot forget the cooked on board, baked on board chocolate chip cookies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're known for those. And, in fact, we've actually started carrying those on late night snack flights. And serving them with cookies and milk, warm chocolate chip cookies and milk.
Mm. You got the recipe?
I'm sure I can share that, sir.
Very good.
Mm. The chocolate chips are just melted. They bring them down in like a picnic basket down the center aisle and give you two. And if you're really nice, you get a third or fourth. And the service.
But you have to sit up and beg for it, right? And have it sitting
absolutely
on your nose.
I've watched businessmen get off the flight with a chocolate chip cookie tucked in their shirt pocket for later.
And they forget it and run it through the wash.
Or go take a walk in the desert and wonder what a
not that not that we haven't done that.
No, we've only talked from personal experience. The flight crews are outgoing. They're friendly. They're happy to have you aboard. We flew on the new Fairchild Regional Jet, which was just delivered to your fleet 5 months ago. And the pilot was so apologetic. I've had a couple of slight bumps. I mean, one of the smoothest flights I've ever taken. He's so apologetic that we've had a few bumps in the flight. I'm saying, well, this is nothing. But it's that attention, that caring, that surprised me as compared to some of the bigger airlines where it's like, you're just a number.
We really put a lot of attention, and thank you for that. We put a lot of attention into the hiring and recruiting process. And really the backbone of our customer service comes from that very friendly Midwestern attitude. And we found that when we go into a new market, the best thing to do is to take some of those people who have been with us for a while in our hub in Milwaukee, in our hub in Omaha, and take them and put them into the station so that they can start to incorporate that very friendly customer service culture into people we're hiring in that market.
Which cities are you contemplating possibly expanding to, or which cities have you just recently added service to for our listeners?
Well, I can't tell you what we're contemplating, but I can tell you what we've just added.
Please?
We're actually starting Kansas City, Dallas, February 7th. That'll be a great service for us. We started Milwaukee, Dallas a couple of months ago and have been very pleased with the results, very pleased with the passenger loads.
Are you following mainly the hub-and-spoke system, or are you flying a bit of point-to-point as well?
A bit of point-to-point as well. You'll see a lot of point-to-point with Skyway. And obviously, Skyway is the carrier commuter service for Midwest Express Jet Service. So some connecting service into Milwaukee, but Skyway is doing a lot of point-to-point service with the regional jet, the jet that you flew.
The regional jets really open up those markets, and having flown on different regional jets, the Canadair and the Embraer, this was my first time on the Fairchild, I found it quite roomy inside. It's one and two seating, so every seat is an aisle or a window, but you've got more legroom than on some of the other regional jets, and certainly a larger washroom as compared to other regional jets.
When we decided to even look at regional jets a couple of years ago, we really looked to Fairchild to help us design a regional jet that would feel more comfortable than the regional jets that were in the market. So really looked at the Fairchild 328 for the shoulder room more than anything else. The shoulder room and the leg room is what makes the difference on that jet. And then certainly spent a lot of time in thinking about the service concept. Could we put a flight attendant on? Could we do champagne snacks? Could we provide that little bit of extra service than you would see on an alternate carrier?
Right, that was something I noticed, because many times you take a commuter flight and you're lucky if you get just a soft drink, but the flight Toronto to Milwaukee, which is just over an hour in the air, we had pastry service of mid-morning snack and coming back afternoon snack, turkey and cheese, pita, very tasty, very fresh prepared snack, beverage service, superior service to what one might expect on a commuter carrier.
Certainly not a full service, but but you need to give the customers a little bit extra, I think, and that's what we try to do on those regional jets.
Yes, I mean that was a surprise, but you're quite correct that you have to give that little extra, and again meld the commuter flying experience into the long haul flight experience to make the commuter carrier sort of an offshoot of the long haul jet service. Of course, this has not gone unnoticed because, as you mentioned, a number of awards have been bestowed on Midwest Express: best managed national airline, best domestic airline, number one U.S. airline in Reader's Choice Awards, and Condé Nast Traveler. I mean, numerous accolades from leisure and business travelers. But Midwest Express does not cost any more to fly than the other airlines. It's not a discount airline, but it is not an airline that charges twice the price of everyone else.
No, absolutely. Our product concept, when we began in 1984, was to provide that premium level of service at competitive fares. Quite honestly, we couldn't exist if we were charging a much higher fare than everybody else in the market. That just wouldn't be a good business model. But we've been able to provide that premium level of service, the meals, the seats, and still make a profit over the years.
And this, of course, has led passengers to make that conscious choice to fly Midwest Express. I noticed the load factors are Toronto, Milwaukee, Milwaukee to Phoenix. You were going out 75-85% load factors. People had specifically chosen to fly Midwest Express on these routes, and you were doing a significant amount of connecting business through Milwaukee. People who had chosen Milwaukee, which, as I can say from experience, Milwaukee, if you have to make a Midwest connection anywhere through central USA, do it through Milwaukee. It is such an easy airport to traverse from end to end. I think it takes you around 4 minutes to walk end to end. If you're tired of all the gate connections at other central hubs,
like Minneapolis Airport,
Milwaukee is the hub to make a connection at.
Certainly a beautiful airport, and you're right. We do see an enormous amount of brand loyalty to Midwest Express, particularly in Milwaukee, in Omaha, and Kansas City. And surprisingly, on the East Coast as well, we have a very many frequent flyer members in New York, Boston, Philadelphia, who use Washington, D.C., who use Milwaukee as their connector to West Coast.
And the first time I heard of Midwest Express was actually from a corporate travel client of mine, and he had moved to Canada from the United States, and he said, put me on Midwest Express wherever possible. And I very rarely hear that type of praise for airlines saying, pick this airline for me, please.
I think that's great. And, you know, the awards are fantastic. But I want to stress that we're not stopping there. We are always searching for what we call the next chocolate chip cookie. So a lot of time and effort is now going into what can we do to make this even better? What can we do to please the customer even more? So a lot of time on focus groups and interviewing frequent flyers, interviewing people like your customer who have enormous brand loyalty, but what can we do to make that better?
Come to Montreal.
A lot of effort there.
That's what you can do to make it better. Come to Montreal.
Oh, I'm sorry? Montreal.
Please.
we'll put it on the list.
Please. Yeah.
Well, I think that is one thing, to listen to your customers, and you've built your product based on listening to customers and giving them the type of service, the type of product that they want. And Lisa Bailey, I can't say enough about Midwest Express. Want to wish you all the best this weekend, and all the best flying across America.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Thank you. And Midwest Express telephone number is 1-800-452-2022, on the internet at www.midwestexpress.com. The best care in the air, Midwest Express Airlines.
Following the break, Lauren Garvey. Stay tuned via satellite.
Liberty Works Radio. World Radio Show via satellite.
This is Liberty Works Network News, and I'm Mark Allen. Dateline Washington, President Clinton, in his State of the Union address, proposed building a more perfect union with billions of dollars in tax cuts and billions of dollars in new spending, along with a plan for licensing handgun buyers. Clinton told of the details in his annual speech before a joint session of Congress, cabinet officers, military leaders, and millions of Americans. Russia is criticizing the president's characterization of Russia's war in Chechnya as cruel and self-defeating. Russia's slamming Clinton over the comment, saying it was a fresh sign of the West's lack of understanding. The Russian government's new Chechnya spokesman was quoted by Itar TASS news agency as saying, quote, "The real causes of what is happening in the Chechen Republic are still not fully understood in the West." Republican frontrunner George W. Bush has been dubbed Governor Smirk, and Bush has been derided for a smug attitude in an editorial by New Hampshire's biggest newspaper just a few days before the first primary of the 2000 campaign. The blistering front-page editorial in the Manchester Union Leader, which has endorsed Bush's rival Steve Forbes for the Republican presidential nomination, was headed "Bush Insults New Hampshire." The government says the U.S. economic growth accelerated in the closing months of 1999, propelled by consumers said to be on a shopping
spree. Lauren is
spree.
Ready to go.
The gross domestic
product
grew at a strong 5.8% annual rate in the fourth quarter of the year. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Dad fell asleep watching TV again.
He's snoring so loud you can hear him down the street.
Shh. You know how tired he is all the time? Don't wake him up.
Well, now he stopped. Finally.
I think he stopped breathing. Dad?
Dad?
Sleep apnea is a serious health problem that affects 12 million Americans. You may not even know you have it, but during sleep, you snore loudly and stop breathing repeatedly, over and over again, all night, every night. And sleep apnea affects how you feel during the day. You're so tired that you fall asleep easily, at work, watching TV, sometimes even behind the wheel of your car.
You better leave him alone.
Are you sure he's okay? Let's get Mom.
Sleep apnea can affect you and those you love, but it's treatable. If you think you or someone you love may have sleep apnea, see your doctor. Sleep apnea. It's no way to sleep. It's no way to live. A health tip from the National Center on Sleep Disorders Research of the National Institutes of Health.
This traffic's backed up almost a mile.
Yeah, probably just gawkers looking at an accident. Whew. Some people.
Well, if there was an accident, I hope they call the police, especially if there's an injury. You know, a police report verifies the accident if damage is discovered later.
I know.
And I hope they contacted their insurance company as soon as possible. You know, some policies require notice within 24 hours.
I know.
They should find a reputable repair facility to find out how much damage was done to their vehicle and how long it'll take to fix. And you know, they should make sure their car drives the same after the accident.
I know. Well, look, see, it's just an accident. You know, we wouldn't have so many accidents if people would just pay attention to this.
I know.
Know 15. What to do if you're in an accident. Look for an iCar Gold Class Professional business. This message brought to you by the iCar Gold Class Professionals program and this station.
Take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She'll make you live a crazy life, but she'll take away your pain. Like a bullet in your brain.
Come on!
Upside, inside out. She's living the vida loca. She'll push and pull you down. Living the vida loca. Her lips are devil red. And her skin's a color mocha.
Yes, we can do that when Chad's not around, because Chad doesn't like Ricky Martin, but I like him. I'm fine.
That's
I'm Willem
Backus
song,
yes.
Stephen Pickford. Welcome back to Travel World here on the Liberty Works Radio Network via satellite. And joining us on the line is Lauren Garvey, PR Director for Hertz.
Good morning, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine this Saturday morning. And Hertz has something very special in their fleet, the Never Lost system, which we tested out in Phoenix on our trip a couple of weeks ago. Very easy to use. Tell us a bit more about the Never Lost system, Lauren.
Well, we started with the system you tried out is a second generation for us. We started out with the first system back in 95, with about 600 cars. Initially, we wanted to see what the, you know, consumer response or demand would be. It was pretty positive, so then we added another 7,500 units. The unit that you tested out is second generation, and what I mean by that is the original unit we used was only for a specific, let's say, region, because in car rental, obviously, you wouldn't need a database, let's say, from, you know, if you're in New York to California. So what we did was we joined with Magellan, which is a subsidiary of Orbital Sciences, and we formed a $50 million joint venture with them exclusively. And the system you use, we're going to be putting that, once the rollout's finished, we'll have about 50,000 of those units in our fleet. Right now, we have about 20,000 in the U.S. in about 60 different cities. And last month, we just went into Canada, specifically Toronto and Vancouver. And later this year, probably in the May time frame, we're going to be going into Europe.
Which cars in the fleet, like which model size? This is not just...
not in the Geo Metros.
They don't put Geo Metros, but I think they're from the mid-size on up, right?
Right. We may be putting them in some of the smaller cars, but since you've used the system, I mean, you know, a compact car, just for space reasons, it's not too conducive for the driver. So we basically have them in mid-size vehicles, full-size, luxury-type cars. We're going to be putting them in minivans and sport utility vehicles as well.
I always thought it would be funny if the local FFs went out and rented a Geo Metro and a Magellan. You see the person behind the counter, so why don't you just rent yourself a mid-size car if money is a constraint?
It doesn't cost all that much more to have this optional feature in your car. It's not going to double your price of a car rental.
Right. It's only, we charge, it's $6 a day.
That's it.
And quite honestly, you know, the cost hasn't really been an issue with the customers, because the customer that's using it is pretty much split. It's the leisure and the business traveler. Now, for the leisure customer, you know, especially for a family that's going away, you know, and, you know, they're planning out their vacation, the system, basically, you can plug in, you know, a specific street address, tourist attraction, and it not only visually shows you prompts for turns, but it actually speaks to you. So for a family, you know, you don't have a family sitting there, you know, looking at a paper map. It's virtually like having your own tour guide in the car with you.
Yeah,
and, you know, $25, $30 a week, really, you know, for a family that is going away and just wants to have a good time, isn't a real cost to them.
And for men who want the true family experience, they have a speaker in the mother-in-law voice, and they put the speaker in the back seat, so it'll tell you when to turn.
It's well worth the peace of mind. I guess it has saved a few fights from going on, like, you know, turn left and somebody's hand shoots out right. Now, which way do you go? So you go straight. I could just, no, it's very easy to use, and then you just punch in a few prompts. And I do recommend to people that you do spend a few minutes before you hit the road. Don't start reading the instruction booklet as you're trying to get on the interstate. But in around 5 minutes, you know all the key elements which to push in, either for the attractions, which are pre-programmed, or to scroll down as to the street addresses. And it's very, one of the things I found very good about the whole Never Lost system is particularly at night. At night, we knew the route we were following, but you're always looking for a particular road sign which is never lit up. So it would tell you a block or two ahead. You'd watch the on the screen. It would tell you exactly what streets were coming up, so you'd know which street you had to turn at.
It has
before.
All the driveways listed, so you don't turn and hit a ditch like we did.
Oh yes, up in
yeah, up in Saint-Zeno in Montreal.
No, so that was very, very, very helpful as well. So no, I can recommend.
Well, the one other thing it does, I don't know if you guys encountered this, but this particular system, let's say that you happen to miss a turn, what it does is it will automatically recalculate, you know, where you're going.
How to get back on route.
Right. So if you were supposed to, let's say, get off an exit and, you know, you missed it because the kids were screaming or whatever, you just proceed straight, and basically what it will do is it will reroute you with, you know, new directions on where your original destination was.
It doesn't scold you, say, I told you so. You should have turned left. We weren't listening, like I said.
No, it does. It will always tell you, however, to make legal U-turns.
That's the Mrs. Magellan.
I don't know if you encountered that at all.
No, didn't make any legal or illegal U-turns. So I didn't have to do that.
You
but
do an illegal U-turn, it goes smooth move, X-Lax.
But it did... It did tell us when we decided after we pushed in to go from to the Rawhide attraction, so it was one of the pre-programmed attractions, we decided to turn right instead of left and visit the boulder. So it did tell us, please resume correct course, turn around, and it would recalculating, yes, as you say, the appropriate mileage from point A to B. The other fun thing to watch, it was particularly if you went into a graduate, say, trying to find satellite. So, but as soon as you went out, outside of the garage, then the satellite automatically...
And it directs you to Dorval Avenue, to the Satellite Steakhouse.
Yes, where you could eat with Duke Snyder, famous Brooklyn Dodger.
It has speech recognition, and when you say something inappropriate, it goes, that wasn't very polite.
That would be probably the third generation.
Yeah.
Also, the instructions to get back to the car rental depot. I know that's always a concern to people. Oh, we have to leave like 3 hours early because we're scared we're going to not find the depot where we return the cars. Just push in, return to Hertz, and it automatically develops your whole route plan back from your hotel or the company you're visiting back to the Hertz depot. And on top of that, from the companies that I have dealt with over the last couple of years, even the printed instructions and maps that we got from Hertz to get from point A to point B were far superior. You punch in your hotel. If you've got a car that does not have the Never Lost system, just punch in on the counter, go to the Hermosa Inn, for example, turn left here, turn right here. It wasn't like somebody handing you a map and circling it and saying, take your own chances. These were so complete, the instructions, you could not get lost. So that was another prize benefit. What
the other thing it has, I don't know if you noticed the feature, let's say you're repeatedly going to, you know, the same address or destination, it has the personal address book feature where you can actually store, I believe it's up to 100 different destinations. So rather than going in and punching in where you've been already, you just go to that feature and it calculates.
That would have been useful for us when we were down in the Pocono Mountains, and we had this lady who sent us to some silly covered bridge, couldn't give us directions to save her life. And she was the PR director.
So you could pre-program these particular destinations, or, for example, if you're always visiting a job site or to get back to your hotel, you can input these so you're not always inputting the address. So now that's another good feature. When looking at the brochure, the Never Lost Instruction Guide, you can zoom in and out on the map screen, brightness and contrast control, volume control, so if you don't particularly like the sound of the voice that's coming out, you can turn it up or down.
the mother-in-law feature.
Very easy to use. I think that's the key element in the Never Lost system, that it is not technology that is only for the six nerds who designed it. It is for...
the six nerds who designed it.
It is usable by the average person, and... as well, not costing an arm and a leg. It didn't have a development cost of $97 million. They have to recoup it. It is affordable and usable technology, and I think that is the key benefit of Hertz's Never Lost system. I think that it can certainly be recommended to all of our listeners, business or leisure, and thank you, Lauren Garvey, for joining us, letting us in a little bit more on the Never Lost system from Hertz, which we recommend to our listeners as well worth the $6 a day and well worth adding it for the peace of mind that they get on their next business or vacation trip. Have a great weekend, Lauren.
Okay, you too. Thanks a lot, guys.
So, Steve, following the break, we're going to talk a little bit more to...
We're going to be talking about a hotel at the Toronto Airport with a stopover package and some other features offered at the Four Seasons Resort Scottsdale North. And the number to call for more information on Hertz Never Lost is 800-654-3131. Check out their website at www.hertz.com.
Stay tuned following this break on Liberty Works Radio Network.
across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
You gave away 80 cents today. Would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day.
Price less than other programs, and best of all, cigarettes program is absolutely guaranteed. That's right. Whether you smoke 10, 20, 30, 50 years, doesn't make any difference. No matter how many other times you've tried and failed, you'll quit with the cigarettes program or you get your money back. I stay smoke-free with cigarettes. Thank God for that. If I can do it, so can you. It's available now in gum or in tablet form, and all you have to do is give the cigarettes a call.
If you want to smoke, that's your business. But if you want to quit or even cut down, cigarettes can help. Cigarettes doesn't contain nicotine, and it's guaranteed or your money back. Call 1-800-964-3113 or send $29.95 plus $6.95 to Cigarettes, Box 4444, Carlsbad, California. Call 1-800-964-3113.
Are you tired of hearing about herbs and don't understand how they work? Read about Doc Bradley's views and success stories. A veteran of 21 years, her most recent book, Herbal Remedies That Have Worked for Doc Bradley, Her Patients, Her Pets, Her Family, Her Friends, will teach you principles and share with you life-saving herbal formulas that have worked in her practice and her own personal life for more than 16 years. Learn how herbal remedies saved her life, family members, friends, and their animals, all with the very same natural food. Her first book, Let the Mockingbird Sing Herbal Praise from the Old Barn, will brighten your day with true stories from the heart. So order now online, DocBradleyRealHerbs.com, or call toll-free 1-877-DOC-BRAD. For a limited time only, if you mention Liberty Works Radio Network, you'll receive the special price of $35 for the book, plus a must-see video, a $10 savings. Order now through February 29th, and shipping and handling is free. COD is available. To receive your book and video at discount prices, that website again is DocBradleyRealHerbs.com or call toll-free 1-877-DOC-BRAD.
Listen, it's okay to hassle with a handheld trimmer now and then, or even a small wheels mower, as long as you stick to short grass. But now you can have the best of both machines in the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. First, the DR is a trimmer that rolls light as a feather on two big wheels. That takes the load off your back while you do all your trimming. Second, the DR is a heavy-duty bladeless mower. It clears rough areas, roadside ditches, tall weeds, brambles, even wet grass without clogging. There's no steel blade to bend or dull. So now, with this one machine, you can take control of your property like never before with the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. Call toll-free 1-800-297-4411. That's 1-800-297-4411 for your big color catalog and free video all about the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
Ooh, welcome back to Travel World. Welcome back to Stephen Pickford, right here in Montreal, for a satellite on Liberty Works.
And having a good Saturday, and
you
just
bet.
Finishing up some loose ends from past week. So we talked about Royal Airlines flying Montreal to Toronto with their bulk tickets, and near the Toronto airport is the Ramada Plaza Hotel, Toronto Airport East, which is the closest full-service hotel to the Canada's Wonderland theme park, where a friend of yours enjoyed a happy summertime experience.
That was Chantal with her daughter Angie went down there during the summertime. It's Paramount's Canada's Wonderland, and they had a fantastic time, better than they expected to have when they were out there.
Sometimes you think theme park, and well, we're not going to have a good time, or it'll be just overhyped, but no, they genuinely sounded like they enjoyed themselves, and it met and exceeded their expectations. The Ramada Plaza Hotel, Toronto Airport East, offers a complimentary airport shuttle service, but the tip here is make sure you make a reservation to go back to the airport, because it operates every hour, but it's not a firm schedule on the hour if they need the bus to go somewhere else, so they need to have your name in the little departure book. And I think that's a tip that you can say for almost any hotel. Always make sure, just because somebody tells you, oh, our bus runs every 20 minutes or our bus runs every hour, you need to catch your flight. Make sure you say, please take my name down. Don't make sure that it's a 12-seat bus. I'll be the only person left standing or left on the curb. I have to catch my flight. So no matter what hotel you stay at, make sure that they know you have to take that shuttle bus at a particular time. The Ramada at Airport East in Toronto offers a stopover rate, which is currently 89 Canadian, about 59 US dollars a night, which is an airport hotel rate that you cannot beat for having a hotel with a restaurant on site and indoor pool and whirlpool. So a different way to relax before your flight. If you have an early morning flight, always stay over at an airport hotel and get a good night's rest. Take the airport bus, leave your car in the parking lot for the duration of your trip. To get that special rate, you have to call them direct at 1-800-267-0997 and make sure to tell them that you heard about that stopover rate, 59 US dollars, on the Travel World Radio Show across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network. We talked last week about the Four Seasons Resort, which just opened in mid-December in Scottsdale at True North, one of the top-rated golf courses in all of Arizona.
The True North Strong and Free.
Yes. And before you go out on the course, you have to stand at attention and
sing O Canada.
Sing O Canada. Yeah. And if you don't know all the words, which even many Canadians don't know all the words.
Save our National League Club.
They just put together the words, they kind of hum. I remember I used to be able to hum the tones. What was that at the time? The old Soviet national anthem. Remember during the hockey series?
Yeah, this is Liberty Works. We don't want to hear
that. We don't want to mention those words. but they changed the tune, Confederation of Independent States. I can't hum it to save my life, although if I had to go over there and somebody and Sergei or Yuri said you...
Sergei or Yuri.
...said you have to sing our national anthem, I'd learn it pretty quickly. The Four Seasons Resort, Scottsdale, True North. A lot of little different things in that property.
I wonder if that Magellan system is the same thing. You know, it tells you how to parallel park your car, you know?
With the instructions, yes.
Well, I have this friend of mine, can't parallel park to save his life. His Yuri or Sergei got in the back and said, all right, infidel, parallel park or die. And he said, I can't.
How to do it in three easy lessons, and you got it on the first lesson. VCR and CD player in the room, so you can listen to the best of Travel World if you buy one of the Willem Backus CDs.
That's right.
Travelworld@reporters.net to get the complete information on that. You get you can listen to all the shows about Travel World.
We have over 120 shows on archive.
Yeah, on archive. So if you're planning a destination, a trip to a place that you'd like some more information on, certainly drop us a line. Travelworld@reporters.net is our email address. Fax at 514-630-8166. And I'm sure we have some information that can be of help to you. Something very useful at the Four Seasons Scottsdale North was a standalone shower and a soak tub. So one person can take a shower, one person can take a bath. I don't know whether you'd want to, but...
Well, does it have the good plumbing? Like, some places like this house, when you flush the toilet and are
oh,
taking
yes.
a shower...
Yes. That kind of reminds me of my father, yes.
Your father. But have you ever done that while he's in the shower flushing?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
And I'm sure you have done, too. And I'm sure many of our listeners can relate to this.
I used to do that to my sister.
And it does have a good plumbing system because it's just a brand-new hotel. They have two sinks, so two people can get ready in the morning.
And the co-ed bidet?
No, like the Caesars Pocono Palace Resort. Every room has a large patio and balcony and a gas fireplace. So you can have that romantic feel to a room in the Sonoran Desert at night. You open up your drapes. Actually, they're not really drapes. They are sliding, louvered, cantilever wooden doors that keep out all the light. But you open up in the morning, and you see the sunrise slowly over the Sonoran foothills. And
oh,
it's
my,
a
beautiful
sight. The different colors that... the Arizona desert sky, the morning colors, the night colors, and you can check out the star formations because they tell you how to locate the stars. You have a star guide in your room.
Yeah, the skies must be very clear out there.
Oh, clear, 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 clear. And a lit walk-in closet with a little dash of potpourri to make the closet smell nice. And guest laundry, and they leave a box of Tide in your room, so it's not like find out.
You know, you do your own laundry.
Well, you can go and do your own laundry.
They have a laundromat there. They have a little coin-op operated by Coin-O-Matic and the Catronis. No.
Well, they do have these automatic machines. You do have to have the coins for, but at least you don't have to spend.
Or does it say this place takes only tokens? They got a little change machine. It won't accept your bills.
And you've got to go to the furthest end of the property. No, it was easy to use. I didn't try it, but I made sure to check it out that it was a brand new equipment. And well, people go with families, or you spill stuff on your clothes, you're staying for an extended period of time. But they give you the box of Tide detergent to start yourself off with.
There you go.
That can be that's one of the nice touches. In addition to those 100 milliliter size.
Do they give you fabric softener too?
No.
You have to go and get your own.
Yeah, drive 9 miles to the nearest convenience store. No, it was.
That's how they sell fabric softener.
We get this free. It's like, you know, all you can drink iced tea, but the washrooms are $5 admission. So no, we've seen some of those. So those
and
things.
And the laundromats too.
We've seen some of those things. So, no, brand new property, and those little touches that make people welcome, because they're not nickel and diming them to death.
Yeah.
And there's even a toaster in the room. Coffee maker in the room. Well, they also have a toaster at the Four Seasons Scottsdale. So
that's pretty good.
You can get some pastries or baked goods and have yourself a little continental breakfast in your own room if you feel like it. If you want to just treat yourself to a light breakfast and then head out later in the day to some of the other restaurants. So the downtown Scottsdale, the Old Town Scottsdale area, if you're tired of the fast food restaurants and the choices like that, well, of course, there is the Holiday Inn at Scottsdale Old Town has a new restaurant, the Brown Derby Roadhouse. It's a steakhouse and a rib parlor, and friendly service and reasonable meals between $6 and $9 for a full course meal at the Holiday Inn Old Town Scottsdale. Get away from the fast food for a while.
Incredible. So that's our end title theme song there.
Yeah, another hour has come and gone, and next week we'll be talking about Cyprus. We'll have Melanie Reffes in studio back from Cyprus aboard KLM Royal Dutch Airlines. And then we're also talking about the Winterlude Festival and in Ottawa in the Alberta Bay Suite Hotel.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So, and upcoming weeks following that, what do we got on the agenda there?
Well,
Steve?
Evelyn Hannon from JourneyWoman.com with her special look at Hong Kong on the internet. She has her website, a webzine, and she is giving special tips to women travelers, particularly with regards to travel to Hong Kong. That's coming up in February.
That sounds pretty good. We also have our Valentine's show coming up, and we're planning also to do our usual order pizza on the air.
Yes, and make sure that they can find the location of the studio. They might go to the old studio.
That would be nice if we could actually get Bonnie to phone, you know, the local pizza shop, Danini, here in Montreal to order pizza for us.
And give her number down in Maryland. And the guy says, you're calling a long way. I said, no, I heard it on the radio. Power of radio.
Well, the crazy guys are saying signing off for the week. We'll see you next week.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
We'll be back next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show across America on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company.
News, information, and entertainment, 24 hours.